Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel. Committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's currently 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. California is gearing up to sue the White House over what happened over the weekend. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles with more.
Today, Governor Gavin Newsom announcing California will be suing President Trump over his deployment of National Guard troops here under Title 10, allowing him to federalize them. Newsom alleges Trump illegally federalized the troops and that the order he signed does not only apply to California, but that the order allows Trump to send troops into any state. Every Democratic governor in the U.S. has signed onto a letter calling it an illegal use of authority.
The Trump travel ban is now in effect. Citizens from a dozen countries are now banned from visiting the United States. Citizens from seven other countries face restrictions, but not a total ban. Another salmonella outbreak, this one involving eggs from the August Egg Company. So far, nearly 80 people have gotten sick, and more than 20 have been hospitalized, mostly in western states. The FDA has issued a recall. This is ABC News. Appearing exhausted, hungry, and filthy, convicted killer, rapist, and former police chief Grant Hardin was taken into custody on Friday, 12 days after he escaped from an Arkansas prison.
After Grant Hardin was fired from the Gateway, Arkansas Police Department in 2017, he killed city employee James Appleton in revenge. Gateway Mayor Cheryl Tillman, brother to James Appleton, was terrified when Hardin escaped last month, now that he's back in custody.
As a community, we all feel at ease now.
Hardin is being moved to a maximum security prison.
I feel really good about it, but he should have been there to begin with.
Hardin used a fake prison guard uniform to escape May 25th. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Amazon is planning to spend $20 billion on two data center complexes in Pennsylvania, including one it's building alongside a nuclear power plant that it will be able to plug directly into when needed. The data centers are designed to meet the growing demand for artificial intelligence products. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool today. Hit and miss light showers and drizzle with a high of 64. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, a few sprinkles early, then partly cloudy and cool with a low of 50. And tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds and warmer, a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, we have had a trace of precipitation, and it's 57 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Good afternoon. It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Despite a breakdown in budget negotiations with Governor Tony Evers, Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee remain optimistic. Speaking to the media on Friday, Senator Howard Markline said the committee has put three budgets on Evers' desk in the last three budgets, and he signed them. Markline said a lot of the priorities that the governor's office and Republicans have are very similar. A bipartisan bill at the Capitol would create a grant program to help smaller police agencies in Wisconsin address staffing shortages. Beloit Democrat Representative Clinton Anderson says very few of these smaller departments are able to send someone to the police academy. The proposed grant program would cover cost of academy training and on-the-job training for a recruit if a department has an officer retiring within 6 months or has more than 20% of officer positions unfilled. Anderson introduced the legislation alongside Democratic Senator Brad Paff and Republican Senator Jesse James and Representative Bob Donovan. Lead hazards are bringing Baldwin to the Brew City. Senator Tammy Baldwin is set to visit a Milwaukee Public Schools building today to meet with parents affected by lead hazards that forced school closures this year. The visit at the Starms Discovery Learning Center comes after the Trump administration fired the entire Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Surveillance Branch. That left Milwaukee without on-site expert help, as requested by the CDC. Baldwin continues to call for federal support and the reinstatement of lead experts. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced a package of bills seeking to send a message about resisting the Trump administration's agenda. Among the bills are one to withhold state payments to the federal government if the federal government withholds funding to the state, one to create guardrails on how the state submits personal information to the federal government, and one allowing the state to impose liens on federal properties in response to funding freezes. State Democrats say they know the bills have nearly no chance of moving forward. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College has earned top honors in the 2024 Hordes Dairymen Cow Judging Contest, claiming first place in the college division. The competition drew 7,494 total entries, including 45 college teams from across the country. Southwest Tech's Team 1 secured the top spot, outperforming 44 other collegiate teams. Two additional teams from the college, Teams 2 and 4, received honorable mention for their strong performances. The winning team, made up of second-year animal science students, was highlighted in the May issue of Hordes Dairymen. All members of the team recently graduated. This marks another high achievement for the college's agriculture program. Over the past 7 years, Southwest Tech teams have finished in the top five three times and previously won the contest in 2000. The teams are guided by the college's agriculture instructor and judging coach. Southwest Tech offers programs in both dairy and livestock judging, continuing to provide students with hands-on experience and national-level competition opportunities. Those interested in learning more about the college's judging teams can contact the program directly at 608-822-2655. The Milwaukee Health Department is warning about infections linked to tattoos. Health officials say the cases may involve exposure to a bacteria known as nontuberculosis microbacteria that can cause infections beneath the skin during tattooing. The health department began receiving complaints last month from minors with the infected tattoos linked to an unlicensed provider operating under the name Da Vinci Way, Inc. The provider has been cited for tattooing minors and operating without a license. Tattoo artists in Milwaukee are required to be certified and licensed to ensure they follow safety protocols. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 1.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.95 a gallon today, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 30,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 27.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.49 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.49 a gallon, a difference of $1 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.07 a gallon today. The national average is down 5.2 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 32.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to GasBuddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 1.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.45 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said average gas prices declined in nearly all states over the last week as refineries ramped up output and gasoline supplies surged. He added, while a few states experienced price cycling, a pattern where prices drop sharply and then spike every couple of weeks, the overall gentle downward trend is typical as summer progresses. If oil prices continue to rise gradually, it could eventually impact gas prices. But for now, we likely won't see any major shifts at the pump in most areas this week. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Sunday afternoon, officers from the Mineral Point Police Department, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, and Wisconsin State Patrol responded to Clowney Street in the city of Mineral Point for a disturbance. This contact resulted in the arrest of 42-year-old Matthew Rohowitz, following a series of threatening and disorderly actions that escalated into a public safety incident. The incident began at approximately 4:10 when Iowa County 911 Center was contacted regarding threatening and profane messages sent by Rohowitz. Responding officers located him at a Clowney Street address, where he initially refused to cooperate. Officers were shown a message in which Rohowitz stated an intent to murder a member of the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. As officers attempted to explain the legal implications of violating bond conditions, Rohowitz fled on scene on foot, ignoring commands to stop. Despite deployment of a taser, Rohowitz evaded capture temporarily and was ultimately located, hiding in the women's restroom of an establishment on High Street. After refusing initial commands to exit, he eventually surrendered and was taken into custody without further incident around 4:55. Matthew Rohowitz faces charges of misdemeanor disorderly conduct, misdemeanor resisting an officer, felony battery or threat to a law enforcement officer, and 5 counts of felony bail jumping. Matthew Rohowitz remains at the Iowa County Jail, awaiting a bond hearing in Iowa County Circuit Court. 2 residents of Cazenovia were arrested in Iowa County The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a trailer believed to be stolen located at a residence in the township of Mifflin Sunday morning around 8:50. Upon arrival, an Iowa County Sheriff's deputy observed an active disturbance in progress and requested additional assistance. Officers from the Mineral Point Police Department, a Grant County Sheriff's canine deputy, and additional Iowa County units responded to the scene. Contact was made with the subjects at the residence. As a result, Joshua N. Bayless, 40, of Cazenovia, was arrested for resisting or obstructing an officer, two counts of felony bail jumping, and an outstanding warrant issued by Columbia County. Carla S. Zimmerman, 59, also of Cazenovia, was arrested for resisting or obstructing an officer and four counts of felony bail jumping. Ordering online has never been easier, and scammers know it. If you've shopped for a sponsored ad or unfamiliar website and were later told your package is stuck in customs due to tariffs, be cautious. Reports to BBB Scam Tracker show this excuse is increasingly being used by scammers to delay or ignore refund requests. Common red flags to watch for are: the seller blames tariffs or customs for excessive delays, you're asked to pay more money after placing your order, tracking numbers are fake or show delivery to the wrong location, and customer service is unhelpful, scripted, or stops responding entirely. To shop with caution online and avoid scams, look beyond the ad. Scammers can pay for sponsored ads on social media or search engines just like legitimate businesses. Always research a company first, especially if you haven't heard of them. Check the reviews, all of them. Don't rely on only what you see in the ad's comment section. Look up the business name with words like scam or complaint and see what pops up. Inspect the website carefully. Look for misspellings, poor grammar, or URLs that are suspicious. A site that looks polished can still be fake, especially if it is advertised through a sponsored social media post. Use a credit card for online purchases. Credit cards often offer stronger fraud protection than debit cards or payment apps. If you don't receive your product, you're more likely to be able to dispute the charge successfully. Avoid paying extra fees after checkout. Once you've completed a purchase, legitimate sellers won't ask for additional shipping or customs payments. If they do, stop communication, contact your credit card provider, and report to BBB Scam Tracker. Be suspicious of tariff-related excuses. U.S. consumers are not typically required to pay tariffs after placing an order. If a company says your package is stuck in customs or asks for additional payment due to tariffs, that's a major red flag. And save copies of order details. Keep screenshots of the ad, confirmation email, and tracking info in case you need to file a dispute with your credit card company or report for scam. For more information or other inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:18. It was a record year for the Richland County Dairy Breakfast. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Cloudy skies and 57 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. It was a record year for the Richland County Dairy Breakfast. I had a chance to speak with organizer Annette Lewis this morning. She was amazed at the turnout and is thankful for all the volunteers.
The numbers of people that came was unreal. We had 4 griddles going all the time, and we couldn't keep up with the line. At the end of the day, we served 5,125 people, give or take. It's hard to count all the little ones. So, but we served 900 cartons of white milk, 2,700 cartons of chocolate milk, 400 pounds of pork sausage, 250 pounds of cheese curds, and we did run out. 220 pounds of cottage cheese, and we ran out on that. We served all the cheese sticks that Organic Valley donated. Thormos donated, and we served 120 pounds of butter, 220 pounds of sliced cheese, 4,500 cups of ice cream, and tons of pancake batter and tons of applesauce.
Doesn't sound like you had too many leftovers.
No, we didn't. I had ordered plenty of applesauce and pancake batter. But other than that, we did not have a lot left over. Oh, and yes, we had yogurt tubes and cups, but that was a ton of that, too. I haven't got that fully counted yet.
You know, I was sitting in church yesterday morning as the rain was pouring down, wondering how you were doing out there.
Well, I'll tell you, if it wasn't for our volunteer staff and people who are used to regulating people movement-wise, we were very fortunate. I do know we probably lost a few people who went back home, but I was amazed. The crowd stuck with us. They were either under umbrellas. Some had cut garbage bags to make raincoats. And that's a big thank you that goes to Schmidt Farm, because that shop, we could move people inside to make our line inside so that they weren't outside standing in the rain all the time. But once that cloudburst was done, we were able to get our line back outside, and our volunteers were really good at helping move people and get things going again. The other thing that made my day was the number of handicapped people who came back to the farm to eat on the farm with promoting our products.
You know, you kind of talked about all the unique things that Schmidt Farm has before the breakfast. Were people really enticed by those things that you had talked about?
Oh, yes. Mini buses were a godsend that took the people up to the barn to look at the parlor and drive through the barn and everything. And that kept going even though it was raining. So that was a great thing. And there were people on, Shelley had organized people on the buses to do a verbal tour too. And they were there. They could answer questions. So that was unique and very informative. That way people understand why the Schmidt Farm is doing what they're doing and what it takes to operate a farm in this day and age.
We've come a long way from the single family farm, haven't we?
Yes, we have. When we started doing this, a 60-cow herd was a big herd, and it was done mainly in a stanchion barn. And now most all the barns are automated, like not quite to the degree that Schmidt's is, but they most all of them have parlors.
So now that you have the 44th under your belt, are you looking forward to the 45th?
We're always looking forward to the next year, and what it takes is a farmer to step up. And you could ask farmers who hosted before their enjoyment out of it and how well we can organize it and get it going on their farm. I want to, of course, thank all the volunteers. We had over 250 volunteers. It takes a lot of people to make that work, to get the pancakes cooked, to get the pancakes mixed up. And I just want to greatly thank, and the serving line, too, to keep the product on the line. And the people who clean the table, fill the bottles of syrup, keep the butter on the tables. Parking yesterday, we had two wonderful parking attendants. That works really good. So, yes, and the bus drivers. We had a total of 8 buses there. Also, the pedal pole, we started it up, and then they had to stop for a while until the rain was done, and then they started up again. So the pedal pole did happen, and that was fun to watch the kids enjoy that process, too.
I think the kids probably enjoyed that as much as seeing the cows and everything.
Yes, and our educational tent was awesome. It was packed. Even though it rained, they kept under that tent. And afterwards, people went back over there and went through it. It was a lot. The extension did an awesome job of educating what farming's all about. And then Foremost was in there. The Colosseum, how they operate that. So that was a big bonus this year.
I think it's safe to say that whenever there is a Richland County Dairy Breakfast, expect some rain, but it doesn't dampen the spirits of those working.
No, it didn't dampen our spirits at all with that whole crew of volunteers. We just find a different way to do things and organize things. And with that number of people on the farm is another thing. Crowd control is a little more of an issue than we have sometimes. People being patient, waiting to go through the line to get their pancakes, because we're a county who wants a warm or a hot pancake, and that's why they're coming right off the griddle. And that takes a little longer when you have that number of people coming to enjoy the products.
Well, Annette, I am thankful that everything went well, and I'm sure you are looking forward to next year. And if someone is interested in hosting a breakfast, how can they contact you?
All they got to do is they can call me, and my number is 608-475-7312. And yes, I can remember my phone number yet today.
Again, if you would like more information about hosting the 45th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast next year, call Annette at 608-475-7312. A local book launch featuring authors Tom Moskaler and Mike Brenninger will be held tonight at the Richland Center Community Center. The two worked together on the book, Pulling Together, a handbook for community change. Common experiences in their lives helped them create the idea for their novel. The book is structured to help inform its readers on how to create positive community changes. Tonight's event will begin at 5:30 with a tour of the Richland Center Aquatic Center, which is one of the stories in the book. Following the tour is the authors will discuss what the presentation involves, followed by a Q&A session and refreshments. There will also be a book buying and signing. Cost of a book is $15. If you already have a copy, you are welcome to bring it to be signed. The Richland County 4-H is starting a new gardening program in partnership with the Richland County Foundation at the Smart Farm. The Youth Gardening Program is open to 4-H members and youth in the community. There are three ways to participate in the program. Youth can plan, plant, and maintain a community garden. They will then be able to sell the produce at the Richland County Farmers Market and donate locally. Families can grow produce in a 5 or 10 foot plot. Youth can then showcase their grown produce at the Richland County Fair, or 4-H clubs can garden together a 10-foot plot and keep the produce. Meetings will be held on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month from 6 to 8 at the Richland County Foundation Smart Farm in Richland Center. Men's Health Month continues throughout June, providing Wisconsinites the opportunity to increase their awareness of men's health issues, work to increase access to quality health care and health care education, eliminate existing disparities in health outcomes that men face, and support the health and well-being of Wisconsin's male population. Dr. Will Klein with Amplify Health by Gunderson identifies common red flags to watch for.
I think there's a lot of things. If something's different than normal, you know, there's a lot of different ways we could go with that, because there's a lot of potential red flags. There's so many flags out there, it's just figuring out which ones are the reddest. But I think, you know, like new lumps or bumps, you know, whether or not they're on your skin or under the skin, you know, that kind of stuff, just ask about them. Other new symptoms, changes in the way you're feeling, or things that just, you know, seem different than your kind of normal run-of-the-mill cold, like they're lasting way longer, or you're having other symptoms that seem kind of odd. Trust your intuition. You can always talk to someone else in your life and say, hey, you know, I'm feeling this stuff. What do you think? Do you think I should go to the doctor? And I think sometimes having that extra insight is helpful. Or if you already have a doctor, a primary care provider, you can always just stop in and have a quick visit and just kind of bounce some ideas off them. And they might be reassuring and say, hey, you know, I think this is just normal stuff, don't worry about it. Or it might kind of help us figure out what the next steps are, and maybe we'll find something early and kind of can prevent it from getting worse.
Men are encouraged to see a doctor regularly for checkups, even if feeling healthy, as some diseases and health conditions don't have symptoms at first. In addition to the more commonly known blood pressure, cholesterol, and cancer screenings, regular dental, eye, and skin exams are also recommended.
Just the casual question when I'm doing the rest of my exam, like, hey, any skin spots you've noticed that are changing, or any, you know, new family history of skin cancer, stuff like that can clue us into looking at things. But yeah, I mean, catching something early that you're like, oh, that's a mole, it's a little different, but, you know, it could be skin cancer, you know? And sometimes you don't know if you're just gonna, you know, if you just look at it and Google pictures, it can either make you really scared or it can make you blow off something that shouldn't be blown off. So being able to sort of have that second opinion and get more information if needed to help make sure it's not something bad can make a big difference.
Celebrating Men's Health Month every June provides an opportunity to raise awareness of a wide variety of health issues that disproportionately affect men and boys in Wisconsin. WRCO News Time is 12:33. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling Sales Event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
It's 59 degrees in Richland Center on this Monday, June 9th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Judith Windsor, 86 of Gays Mills, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Maple Ridge Bible Church or the Crescent Lake Bible Camp. The Vasateg Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family. Judy Windsor is survived by 4 children, Elizabeth and Dean Nanke of Muscadet, Carolyn Windsor and Earl and Denise Windsor, all of Gays Mills, and Barbara Timblin of Muscadet. 10 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, a sister, Elaine Johnson, brother, Earl and Martha Knott, sisters-in-law, Laverne Knott and Faith Haddock, special friend, Lila Obright, many cousins and close friends. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. William Cairns, age 73, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter from 11 until 3. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. William Cairns is survived by his mother, Vernette, 4 brothers, 2 sisters, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. William Cairns, age 73.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service. Plus, get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jesse and Tiffany Boyarski, David and Jenny Fretz, Bob and Jan Hershey, Terry and Jenna Sobranek, Tyler and Amanda Bradley, and Wendell and Vi Smith. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, unsettled and cool across the upper Midwest thanks to a strong upper-level low-pressure system spiraling across Minnesota and Wisconsin. Numerous bands of light showers have been swirling around this. Only small amounts of precipitation expected, but definitely a little bit raw out there. Tomorrow will be more summer-like with more sunshine and warmer daytime temperatures. And then even warmer on Wednesday, temperatures actually climbing above normal as we get a flow of air in from the southwest. However, a warm front will be approaching, and that will likely spawn some thunderstorms late Wednesday into Wednesday night. Right now, the current data suggests the heaviest could end up setting up across extreme southern Minnesota, northeast Iowa, down into the southwest tip of Wisconsin. So we'll keep an eye on that. Some locally heavy rain would be possible. Behind that, we'll see more disturbed weather moving in Thursday and Friday for additional rain chances. Forecast for the rest of today, though, mostly cloudy, breezy, and chilly. Some scattered light showers. High temperature in the low to mid-60s. Northwest wind 10 to 20. Tonight, a few sprinkles early, then partly cloudy and cool. Low near 50. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds and warmer. High near 77. West wind between 7 and 15. For Wednesday, partly sunny and rather warm. Showers and thunderstorms likely by the evening, some with heavy rain, high in the middle 80s. Thursday, mainly cloudy with showers and storms likely at times. Low 59, high 75. Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers once again, maybe a thunderstorm. The temperature topping out near 76 degrees. Saturday, peaks of sunshine, a few showers possible, high 79. And Sunday, a nice summer day with partly cloudy skies, high near 80 degrees. You have yourself a great afternoon. Again, expect a few hit-and-miss light showers. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a cloudy 59 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 75, our low this morning was 51. Our high so far today, 60. The record high for this date, 93, was set in 1911. The record low, 37, was set in 1969. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 49. Sunset tonight will be at 8:40 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds, 13 to 17 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.79. Relative humidity is 70%, and we have received just a trace of precipitation so far today. In Richland Center, it is a cloudy 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson.
is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Politicians agree that school kids should get the health benefits of milk. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. There's not a lot of bipartisan support for anything in Washington these days, but the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is an exception. Agriculture committees in both the House and Senate have signed off on the bill, which expands milk options in school meal settings. Senator Peter Welch is a Democrat from Vermont.
Bottom line, the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids is to put milk on the table for kids. A lot of temptation for kids these days is sodas, you know, sugary drinks that are not nutritionally helpful. So I found a lot of support for this, and the flexibility that we have in the bill for some choice, I think, helps. And it also acknowledges that some kids are lactose intolerant, and obviously we want to protect them from doing something that would be bad for their health.
Welch predicts the bill has a 60% chance of full passage.
If we get it on the floor and get the cooperation of leadership, we get the votes. This is one of those areas of rare bipartisanship that we have right now. The Ag Committee has always had a willingness on the part of those of us who represent rural areas, whether Republican or Democrat, to work together. Our effort is to persuade leadership to put it on the floor, and I think we get it there. We get a vote, and people feel good about it.
Welch returns tomorrow to talk about immigrant workers in the dairy industry. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
EU influence. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A science professor and air quality specialist is concerned European influence could eventually result in further restrictions for U.S. livestock producers. Dr. Frank Mitlerner with the University of California, Davis, says Europe is beginning to look at reactive nitrogen emissions in the form of urine excreted by animals.
And what it refers to is that urea nitrogen can become a whole number of environmental pollutants that can affect groundwater, that would be nitrate, or air quality, that would be ammonia, or the climate, that would be nitrous oxide.
Speaking to Brownfield at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines last week, he said it could also be classified as an environmentally benign compound like nitrogen gas.
You as a producer can modify which route that nitrogen goes and whether it affects air or water or climate or none of the above. That research needs to happen, and needs to happen quickly before we are once again following what they are doing in Northern Europe with 5 years delay.
Ag education is expanding in schools, even though fewer young people are growing up on a farm. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
Cheryl Zimmerman is executive director for Wisconsin FFA and also secretary for the National FFA. She tells Brownfield this could be a record year for attendance with a large number of proficiency awards, FFA stars, and growing membership.
We have seen a record number. We are at 27,556 members. This is the highest membership in the history of our organization since 1929.
Zimmerman says Wisconsin will present charters to two new chapters. chapters.
The La Crosse Middle School chapter is going to receive a charter at the opening session, as well as the Algoma FFA. They've reactivated.
Zimmerman expects another new middle school chapter next year, which starts ag education in the fifth grade. From the Wisconsin FFA Convention in Madison, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
An Extension crops educator encourages farmers to be on the lookout for water hemp. Dave Nicolai with the University of Minnesota says the weed keeps coming throughout the growing season.
That's why it's very critical to know that you have it. Maybe you have to make two applications of a pre-emergence so you get season-long control. It's very competitive.
And a farmer in northeast South Dakota says the spring's weather has been good, but not perfect for the crops. Doug Somke says it was dry and warm enough that some farmers were planting corn in early April.
We didn't go quite that early. We waited a couple more weeks, and it came up nice. I mean, we got a good germination, but we did get a slight touch of frost, in which we kind of figured would happen. You know, it didn't kill it, but it put us all back at the same mark. No matter when you planted it, your corn's about the same size now.
He says the recent rains have crusted some soybeans, and he'll decide this week whether to replant. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide. Enter the Real Results Yield Challenge and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Hustatou and Timsek Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale last week. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Neon signs, toy tractors, boats, mower, tools, and much more. Online only auction ending June 11th at 6 p.m. Soft close. If you have any machinery or implement you are looking to sell for our next auction, give us a call 608-723-4020 or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hustatou. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet, and so is cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start as buyers and sellers prepare for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface, and significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Deals last week took place mostly on Wednesday and Thursday, with a little cleanup trade on Friday. Live deals in the South had a range of $225 to $235, mostly $230 to $232. $8 to $10 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the north range from $375 to $386, mostly $380. That was $13 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers were $10 to $15 higher, with instances of $20 higher. Heifers were $6 to $10 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for all weights of steers and heifers. The best demand remains on light flesh cattle to background. There's also very good demand for replacement quality heifers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 651 to 689 pounds, were up $343 to $403. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 650 to 693 pounds, brought $308 to $353.50. Box beef was higher and sharply higher at midday, with solid demand for fairly light offerings. Choice up $1.53 at $366.61. Select was $315 higher at $359.88. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday, with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Summer grilling season has helped to provide some support to the market by boosting demand. Demand overall has been strong for U.S. pork globally, and that isn't expected to change much. However, China does remain a wild card. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $100.68, and the five-day rolling average for the Western Corn Belt was $102.42. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $72. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $49 to $61. And pork values were lower at midday, down 68 cents at $110.83. Hams were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like popcorn at the movies. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are mixed, hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down. U.S. planting should be nearly complete in this afternoon's update, and the trade does expect an improved crop condition rating from USDA. And beans continue to wait for any news out of a round of trade talks between the U.S. and China. July beans are a penny lower at 10.56 and a quarter. August is down 2.5 at 10.48 and a quarter. July bean meal's 90 cents lower at 294.80. July soybean oil's down 6 points at 47.44. Corn's lower. Crop conditions generally look favorable with rain and seasonal temperatures in the forecast around the region, at least for the most part. USDA could raise its old crop export guess on Thursday in the supply and demand update. July's 6.25 lower at 4.36 1/4. September corn's 9.5 lower at 4.23 3/4. And wheat's lower. Recent rainfall has generally benefited winter wheat conditions, but has also delayed early harvest activity. Dry weather's an ongoing concern in parts of China and the Black Sea region. July Chicago is down 12 at 5.42 3/4. July Kansas City's 11.5 lower at 5.37 3/4. July Minneapolis is down 13 3/4 at 6.21 1/2. Live cattle are mostly lower ahead of widespread direct business. August is steady at 218.87. October's down 40 at 215.12. With the lower move in corn, August feeders are up 17 at 310.32. And hogs are higher, supported by demand expectations. Pork was down at midday, but that was only due to one primal cut. July lean is up 5 at 107.15. August is 97 higher at 110.37. Crude oil's firm, but below 65. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Building great prices from the ground up. Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
thinking outside the box when it comes to dairy. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. June Dairy Month is an excellent opportunity to highlight other dairy products that are available. Jessica Castle is a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council.
So if you haven't really taken a lot of time to look around at what's available in your dairy section of your grocery store, take advantage of that this month. There are a variety of cheeses that can add so much taste and texture to your dishes that you're serving. There are so many different types of yogurt out there these days, different flavors, different types of yogurt. Try some different options, see which ones you like. Look to the label and start reviewing, you know, the differences between the different types of yogurts or the different types of cheeses that are out there. And I think it's a great time to become a little bit more educated on your dairy options this month.
And speaking of cheeses, don't forget to make sure you're matching those up with some great pairing options this summer. For example, mozzarella is great with tomato and basil. Burrata is complemented well by prosciutto and cherries. And when you're looking at brie, think about adding some grilled peaches and spicy honey. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Protests in Los Angeles over ICE raids expected again today. It follows a volatile weekend of unrest and President Trump mobilizing National Guard troops into L.A. neighborhoods without Governor Gavin Newsom's approval. Newsom now says the state is suing.
Newsom says that this is purposefully inflammatory and that it only escalates the situation. That memo the president signed over the weekend sends up to 2